It's Public Radio WNCW, and this week's More to the Story takes place right now. I'm Paul Foster. My guest is with the Daily Courier newspaper of right here in Rutherford County, reporter Mackenzie Wicker. Mackenzie, good to have you back.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
It's no secret that Hurricane Florence left behind massive amounts of damage to parts of eastern North Carolina and, of course, to the coast. One of those hard-hit places was the city of Wilmington. It just so happens that Mackenzie has a special place in her heart for Wilmington, and it was just last week that you shared this in a column that you wrote in The Courier talking about Wilmington, what they're going through. First of all, what are your ties there?
Well, I lived in Wilmington for 5 years. I went to UNCW for college, and then I stayed there for a year afterwards trying to kind of figure things out. And then my sister actually followed in my footsteps. She went to UNCW as well for undergrad, and she still lives in Wilmington. She is a nursing student at Cape Fear, so she still lives there, and I get to visit her fairly often. It's a city I still love.
You know, so many of us have our favorite beach spot, and it just so happens that myself and my family, at least once a year, it's Wrightsville Beach in Wilmington for us. I've had many walks along, I believe it's the Cape Fear River, and that beautiful river walk that they have there.
Right.
And then there's the fact that Wrightsville Beach is kind of like an old beach town, still small, still quaint, not overgrown. The downtown Wrightsville, much different look there now.
It is. My sister said that it's something that they can't escape. If you walk out your front door, you see damage on every street. There are trees down. There are houses that are ruined. Downtown Wilmington, I know Water Street, which is right on the river, this week flooded a little bit more. The river, I believe, crested this week. So they're still definitely dealing with damage. The city just doesn't look the same. I have a friend who said that he didn't realize how much he had internalized every single tree that he sees when he drives through town, and that driving through town after the hurricane hit, it was like he was driving through a place he'd never been before.
I could only imagine. Well, let's go back to the column that appeared last week. Kind of know more now than we did at that time because so many people have actually finally been able to get back home. Roads have been reopened. Of course, they're not all reopened, but so many have been reopened. But at the time, what were you feeling?
Well, there were a few days there that Wilmington was basically an island. You couldn't even get to it. I know both local and state officials were saying, don't come back right now. I know you want to see what your house looks like, what your hometown looks like, but this isn't a good time. We don't want you to make yourself someone we have to rescue. We know it's hard to be patient in something like that, but they really asked that people who had evacuated not return. But of course, I saw in my sister and on Facebook, very few people were listening. They were ready to be home. They were ready to be together and start evaluating the damage. So I know that a lot of them went back last week. There are some, of course, that haven't been able to go back and some who don't have anything to go back to. Still a really difficult situation there. A lot of the nation has kind of moved on, but for the people there, it's impossible to do that right now.
What has your sister and other contacts there said about the current state?
There was still some flooding downtown. There's still flooding in areas to the point that some people can't get to their houses. She told me about a woman who has kayaked to and from her house. But some of the damage has to do with the difficulties in getting people to fix it because so many people have problems. I was told if you were lucky enough to not have a huge amount of damage to your own house, then it was pretty likely that you knew someone who lost everything. But in some of the homes that weren't initially showing major damage, the high levels of humidity and a lack of air conditioning for a while has led to some mold problems that's causing people to have to leave their houses or lose a lot of their belongings. Things still may get worse before they get better.
This is WNCW's More to the Story. My guest is from the Daily Courier newspaper, Mackenzie Wicker. Went to college and spent some time living in Wilmington. She still has a sister there and friends that call it home. So she's giving us some kind of some inside information about some of the things that they're sharing with her. Well, since your article, when we talk about your sister and some of those friends and what they've been sharing, what are some of the other things that they say they're dealing with?
Well, financial problems are definitely a big issue right now. Of course, there are people who are having to spend a lot of money to fix their homes and have debris and trees removed. But also, there are businesses that haven't been able to open, so people aren't being able to return to work. Even people who are able to return to work, business isn't good. My sister, she supports herself by waiting tables, and she was able to go back to work this past weekend, but it's less than half the business that they would usually see because people just aren't able to spend money because they're so focused on rebuilding their lives right now. So there definitely are financial issues. There were financial issues that prevented some people from leaving, and now they're dealing with the trauma of having experienced this hurricane in person, days having their houses shake and flood and being alone through that kind of experience.
What has she said when it comes to some of the reports we were hearing was that there was a shortage of things like water and groceries? And I know one group, for instance, out of Charlotte, says they've got an event coming up where they're just going to be taking donations of bottled water and diapers.
I know a lot of the people who evacuated and returned, like my sister, brought back a lot of supplies with them. They wanted specifically not to take away from the people who had not been able to evacuate had. So I know she brought a bunch of water and groceries and gas and a generator. And she said that was pretty common for people who had evacuated. And a lot of businesses in the area, she said, are kind of rallying to support the people there. Specifically, there are some breweries there who have access to good water because they use it to brew beer. And rather than using it to brew beer, they're saying, if you need water, come fill up. We've got it. She said that even some big chain stores are just giving away bottled water for free. They've, of course, got disaster relief organizations. And there are even some businesses downtown that rather than reopening as their own business, they've allowed disaster relief organizations to come in and set up headquarters in those businesses so that they can help support the community. I know there are also some restaurants that are helping feed people in the area who can't afford to feed themselves. So there definitely is a community of support there. And then, you know, a bunch of people who are coming in from the outside to help as well.
What might be next as far as continuing to try to recover? I know it's going to be a long process, regardless of how much money they say is coming in. If it includes Washington, D.C., donations from organizations, we could go on and on. But it's not something that can be straightened out in a short amount of time.
It's kind of unclear how long this could go on. It's just there's so much widespread destruction and so many financial problems and structural problems in Wilmington alone, and one of the many cities that was impacted by this. I think it's going to be a long time before they're able to rebuild to what they once were, if they're ever able to rebuild to what they once were.
Our thoughts go out to Wrightsville Beach, Wilmington, and as you say, we could just keep going down a long list of so many others that are suffering across both Carolinas right now. The hurricane. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
More to the story also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.